Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Lawyers are expected to give closing arguments today in the perjury trial of an enterprise lawmaker. Prosecutors say Republican Representative Barry Moore lied to a grand jury when he denied telling his primary opponent that House Speaker Mike Hubbard threatened to hold up economic development funds if he jumped in the race. Prosecutors yesterday played recorded telephone conversations between Moore and opponent Josh Pipkin. Moore's lawyers say he was truthful in his grand jury testimony and that prosecutors are taking the conversations out of context. Defense lawyer Bill Baxley says Moore wants to take the stand in his own defense. The trial in Opelika is the first courtroom test of a corruption probe that has targeted Hubbard. The grand jury indicted Hubbard on 23 felony ethics charges. Heroin deaths are reportedly up in the Birmingham area. APR's Pat Duggins reports on where the numbers are coming from and what it means.
Jefferson County's chief medical examiner says he's seeing more victims of heroin use. Dr. Gregory Davis told AL.com that he's investigated 100 heroin-related deaths this year. That far outpaces the 58 that were reported in 2013. Davis says the increase in heroin deaths isn't limited to one region or one demographic. He says he expects the number of deaths to continue growing through the end of this year. The report of higher heroin deaths could come with a price for Jefferson County. The medical examiner's office is looking for a 2% funding increase. The extra money would go to the cost of autopsies and toxicology services. A county committee approved the request. The full county commission is expected to vote on it today. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
What would it be like to refurbish the iconic 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham? Pat Duggins interviews architect Jay Pigford during tonight's episode of the television business show Alabama Inc. The church was the first project Pigford did after joining the Architect Works company. He says an advisor was flown in from Atlanta to say what could be done to the structure and what couldn't.
You know, the building was really falling apart. After the bomb blast, not much had been done. They had replaced a few windows, but really there was a lot of water infiltration. And it didn't look like from the outside, but it was very quickly becoming debilitating for the building.
Four young African-American girls were killed when a bomb exploded at the church in 1963. Alabama Inc. airs tonight at 10 p.m. on your local Alabama public television station. Now for the day's weather, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Our forecast on this Wednesday includes a good deal of cloud cover, a good chance for a few showers, maybe a thunderstorm or two, but it doesn't rain all day. Some areas will miss out on the rain. As for tonight, we'll be clear and cooler, lows back in the 40s for Thursday and Friday. Lots of sun, highs in the low 70s, south of I-20, 60s for highs, north of I-20 on Thursday and on Friday. Even cooler air set to arrive over the weekend. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.